Tentacles by Ian Gordon.
Hey ho, you're listening to the show. Find us creepers with me, Lana Thompson. I'm back again with another macabre discovery, the Miles Gordon tapes. I know what you're thinking. It can't be the real thing, and you may be right. After all, the tapes were sent to me anonymously. I've no way of verifying their authenticity. I'm going to assume the whole thing's a hoax. To do otherwise would be to knowingly broadcast the final moments of a man whose whereabouts remain unknown to this day. For the small minority out there who may be unfamiliar with the case, Miles Gordon was a 27-year-old vlogger from Preston, from the small town of Rutley to be specific. He had a marked interest in haunted houses, a hobby that took him up and down the country exploring abandoned buildings with a plethora of recording equipment, documenting his thoughts and experiences in real time to be shared with his listeners later. But the pièce de résistance for Gordon was the dilapidated Mornington House in his hometown of Rutley, the very place that triggered his obsession. An acute fear of the house had delayed an investigation, but in the end, encouraged, or should I say goaded, by what had become a rather sizeable online following, he finally made plans to explore the old place. When Gordon failed to present his findings the following week, members of his online forum expressed concern. 2 days later, 18th of May 2016, the police made a search of Mornington House, but the man in question was nowhere to be found. Though the police would later deny rumours that recording equipment had been found in the basement, subscribers to Gordon's vlog claimed that the daring investigator had been planning the expedition for years. He called it his Everest, and that he absolutely would have taken his recording kit with him. Nevertheless, I have in my possession recordings that appear to confirm the suspicions of Gordon's subscribers. And I have to admit that if this is a hoax, the person imitating the late vlogger has his voice down to a T. In terms of the tapes themselves, there are two of them. Standard 60-minute cassette tapes, in fair condition. Gordon preferred analogue to digital, saying that analogue mediums captured more accurately the phenomena he claimed to encounter in the houses he explored. He probably wouldn't approve, but I've digitised the tapes, removed a number of extended periods of silence, and I'm presenting a 30-minute edit for you tonight. As always, I'll refrain from jumping to conclusions. That's your job, listener. So here it is. Be sure to let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Over to you, Miles.
Okay. It's 3:15 p.m. and I'm here on Woodland Grove, Rutley, mere steps away from the dreadful dwelling that has haunted me for as long as I can remember. As most of you guys already know, Mornington House is the very place that triggered my interest in this stuff all those years ago. I think it's only appropriate to reiterate that story before I head inside, as...
Who are you talking to?
It's for an online show, I...
Bloody kid.
All the best. Jesus. Where was I? Yeah, so, the story behind my interest in Mornington House. I grew up a couple of streets over from here, Kensington Avenue actually. And as a kid, me and my mates would knock about near the garages at the back of Woodland Grove. There was an area of long grass back there which made for an excellent place to build dens and that sort of thing. I don't really remember noticing Mornington House till one summer in particular. I'm not sure the exact year, but I was either 9 or 10 years old at the time, which is going back 17 years or so. Me and my mates, Gaz, Pete and Philippa, we climbed a big tree we used to call the Nest, and we're perched like birds up there, listening to Gaz talk about Mornington House and the old man who apparently lived there. You see, Gaz lived on Woodland Grove and had a good view of the place from his mum and dad's bedroom. Old man Smith wasn't a man, he said. He was a mollusk. I vividly remember him using that word, because at the time I hadn't a clue what a mollusk was. He said old man Smith didn't walk like the rest of us. He hovered. And worst of all, he said, old man Smith had a taste for human